It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. Later this week, August 1st and 2nd, Friday and Saturday, it's The Wizard of Oz, a puppeteer version of this on stage at the Tibbetts for Popcorn Theater. That's Friday and Saturday mornings this week, sponsored by the Exchange Club. And then next week, Josh Casey in with his Can't Sit Still show is there as the final two Popcorn Theater shows. We're at the next to the last show, so actually 3 weeks left on the main stage shows. Guys and Dolls just getting huge rave reviews from everybody. I haven't a chance to see it yet. I'll see it this weekend. But Tyler Whiteman, Sky Masterson on stage. How cool is that to be that iconic role in just one of the classic musicals of all time?
Oh, it's been a dream. This is a role that I've been looking forward to for quite a while since I found out I was cast in it. But even before I was cast in the show, Sky Masterson was just that role that you hope one day that you were going to get. So it's been a dream come true, and it's complete fun on stage. It's really easy to lose myself in it, and it's a great time to be in.
It's a musical where there's just literally so many characters. Caricatures in some respects too, and Sky being one of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. Within that.
Well, it's tough because you got to find the balance, because a lot of the times, you're living in a cartoon world with these golden age musicals. And luckily with Sky and my opposite sister, Sarah, we're grounded more in that honesty, so it's really important for our characters to be there, because it really balances out the realm of the heightened sense of reality and then the realism between our couple. So yeah. It's really interesting and fun finding that balance between everything going on stage. Cause like you said, there's lots of characters, lots of big characters, and it's really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, well, and people might not realize how many great shows, great songs came from that show. And there's some great, just some very cool ballads, some up-tempo stuff, and it's just like, wow, I didn't realize that was from there.
Yeah, well, of course, my big one is Luck Be a Lady, so that's a fun one to be able to perform. But yeah, great duets. I've Never Been in Love is another one of Sky's, but Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat is a big showstopper number in the musical, and it's proved to be very fun to listen to and watch during the show. All the reviews have loved it, that song, so far. So
well, this caps off your season here. I mean, you started out with the Burt Bacharach review show, and then of course in a Chorus Line coming. So you've kind of gone full circle here this year.
Yes, sir. It's been it's been a very wide spectrum of theater, that's for sure. It's been really interesting moving through each piece, because with The Look of Love, it was. Acting was involved, but it was all within song and stuff like that. And then you move into Chorus Line, and we're going back to that grounds of realism, which it is very real. Chorus Line was very real, and now you're in Guys and Dolls, and you're in the 50s, you're on 50s on Broadway, and it's just so fun to really jump into that past and really be able to live that life for a little while.
And the kids will remember you too as the narrator from Beauty and the Beast too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you got a little slice of everything going there.
Slice of everything.
Okay. So what's the future hold for you acting-wise here? I mean, you had a great summer here. Again, great reviews. Just graduated from college.
Just graduated with my BFA from Missouri State University, and making the trip up to New York City early spring next year to live that life and see how it goes.
Okay. If you had to, circle, okay, this is what I want to do, this is where I think I could be most successful, and where do you think that would be?
Right now, the market I'm going to be shooting for is, that musical theater Broadway circuit. But in the coming years, I'm open to anything. I love doing it all. So,
okay, what's been the most fun for you acting your career so far? I mean, what do you enjoy about it the most?
The best part about this process for me is, you spend all this time working so hard to get everything together on a technical basis in these rehearsals. And what's great is finally being able to open it up for that audience, getting that first big laugh that you haven't heard except from, Trinity in rehearsals.
Yeah,
director, it's a big husky laugh, but it's it's really nice getting that from the audience. It's really nice being able to hear your work received and enjoyed from other people, and you get that a lot here at Tibbetts, and I really enjoy that.
Well, very cool. And this has been such a cool cast this summer too, with a lot of new faces, a lot of great talent, a lot of great dancers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, as far as dance talent goes, this is my third summer here. This has definitely been the most talented group of dancers that we've ever had here. So yeah. It's really pumped up this show because Guys and Dolls leaves room for all of that. You know, you have the acting ability, you have the vocal ability, and now we have really have the dance ability this summer, and Guys and Dolls really feeds into all of that, and we really take advantage of that.
Oh, very cool. Good luck in New York, but hopefully maybe we'll see you back here at some point.
So yeah, hopefully
back
the we'll
tip
see.
Of stage. It's been a great run for you. And again, it's on stage. You've got a matinee on Wednesday and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday night shows to cap off Guys and Dolls. Thanks, Tyler.
No problem. Thank you.
Tyler Whitman for the cast of Guys and Dolls, Tibbetts Summer Theater with us this morning on our Tibbetts Talk.